If justice seems far away and truth stumbles in the public square, what hope remains when only God's intervention can restore righteousness and peace? Let's dive in. Welcome to the Washington Defender Daily Devotional. I'm your host, Pastor Brian Noble, CEO of Family Policy Institute of Washington. If you haven't checked us out, go to fpiw.org or fpiwaction.org. I hope you are having a fabulous morning on your commute in and as you arrive at work today. We have been in a series called None Righteous, and today's subtitle is Swift to Shed Blood. So if you're enjoying these daily devotions, want to encourage you to subscribe, like, share, comment, or if you're in that Washington Defender app, place this in your huddle. So Romans chapter 3, verse 15, Paul is laying out for us that all need a savior. Jews, Gentiles, Greeks, barbarians, whatever it might be, whoever your background might be, you need a savior, that there's none righteous. And you're saying, Pastor Brian, you have gone over this and over this and over this. I know. I'm just taking each little part, and we're just diving into God's word, and we're learning together. And this is foundational because our society and our culture right now wants to say that you are the biggest deal in the world, that the whole world revolves around you, that you're so important and you're so this, focus on me, like that, tweet this, do that. And I just want you to hear, I'm not a big deal. You're not a big deal. None of us are a big deal. You say, that's not very nice. We should all think that we're really important. Did you know how much depression and anxiety is when you want everyone to focus in on you and think of yourself as a big deal? It is so much more freeing to think, God, I'm your vessel. Use me. I'm not a big deal. God, you are the big deal. And I'm just going to allow you to be praised and glorified as I walk with you. So you're not a big deal. I'm not a big deal. This one's called None Are Righteous. Swift to shed blood. Romans 3:15. Their feet, these who are not righteous, are swift to shed blood. Let's see where this goes through. Comes from. It comes from Isaiah chapter 59, and we're going to see conviction in these first, I think it's 1-9 verses. Behold, the Lord's hand is not so short that it cannot save, nor is his ear so dull that it cannot hear. Aren't you glad that we serve a God whose hand is not short or his ears are dull? We have a God who can reach down into our present situation and circumstances and snatch us up, pull us up out of those circumstances. He can hear our prayers, and he stows them and stores them in his bowls of prayer, an incense before him. He is a God who's with us each and every step of the way. But your iniquities have made a separation between you and your God, and your sins have hidden his face from you so that he does not hear. So Isaiah is accurately pointing out that when we have willful disobedience to God and we have sinned against God, or maybe we have premeditated sin, or we have a sin that we just, or it's a habitual sin, or maybe it's an ignorant sin or a foolish sin. When we do those things and we become aware of it, it causes a separation between us and God. And I just want you to hear, you want to restore freedom in your day, freedom in your praise and worship of God. Repent, turn to the living God. He is a God who can hear you. He is a God that loves you. Change your mindset about your sin and stop saying it's not a big deal. It's not this. It's not, God loves me. God cares for me. Get real with God and say, enough is enough. I have conquered this sin through the blood of Jesus Christ and the word of my testimony. For your hands are defiled with blood and your fingers with iniquity. Your lips have spoken falsehood and your tongue mutters wickedness. If you didn't listen to yesterday, check it out. We talk about our tongue setting on fire the course of life. No one sues righteously and no one pleads honestly. They trust in confusion and speak lies. They conceive mischief and bring forth iniquity. Look at this. No one. There's none of us who do these things. We speak lies, mischief, and bring forth sin. They hatch adders' eggs and weave the spider's web. He who eats of their eggs dies. And from that which is crushed, snake breaks forth. A snake breaks forth. So Isaiah is just laying out for us that these webs that we weave in the public square are webs that are dangerous and webs that are filled with eggs of death. Their webs will not become clothing, nor will they cover themselves with their works. Their works are works of sin or iniquity, and an act of violence is in their hands. Now, you may be thinking, what in the world am I listening to today? I am a preacher. I'm a pastor who's going to shoot straight with you. We want to have change in the public square. This heart, my heart, needs to come to repentance. Your heart needs to come to repentance, where we take our sins seriously before God and we understand it has placed a separation between us and God. You say, I want to feel good about myself. Repent. You'll feel better. You say, I want to be able to know that God is with me. Repent. You will know that God is with you. Their feet run to evil and they hasten to shed blood, innocent blood. Their thoughts are thoughts of iniquity. Devastation and destruction are in their highways. This is who we are when we do not have Jesus Christ. Our feet are quick to run towards evil, to shed innocent blood. What is the most innocent blood that you can think of? Think about it. Think about it deeply. What is the most innocent blood that you can think of? Do I dare say it's the blood of the children in the wombs of our mothers? Innocent. Absolutely innocent. And yet we're swift to shed that blood. Do I dare say it's the one who's attempting to walk in righteousness and do the things that please and honor God? Maybe it's in the women's sports and people just want to steal the triumph of those women who've worked really hard to be professional athletes or college level athletes or high school level athletes or middle school, junior high athletes. And they're trying to steal that from them by causing unjust scales to take place right in front of them. I don't know. What is it? What is the innocent blood that we're so swift to shed? They do not know the way of peace. Do you know the way of peace? And there is no justice in their tracks. Do you know the justice that God requires? They have made their paths crooked. Whoever treads on them does not know peace. I think we're going to hit this tomorrow too as well, but that's okay. So we need to know the ways of peace of God. Confession. Therefore, justice is far away from us, and righteousness does not overtake us. We hope for light, but behold darkness. For brightness, but we walk in gloom. We grope along the walls like blind men. We grope like those who have no eyes. We stumble at the midday as in the twilight. Among those who are vigorous, we are like dead men. This is America. We're groping for things that have nothing. We stumble in the very middle of the day because we don't know the ways of peace. All of us growl like bears and moan sadly like doves. We hope for justice, but there is none, for salvation, but it is far from us. A political figure, an elected official, is not going to save you. It's Jesus Christ who is going to save you. It's his work on the cross that he died and he rose again, that you may have eternal life. And God is such a gracious God. He's wishing that none would perish, but all would come to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ and say, Jesus, you are Lord. So what am I saying to you today? Is the insides of you growling like a bear? Are you moaning like a dove? Do you hope for justice? For our transgressions are multiplied before you, O God, and our sins testify against us. For our transgressions are with us, and we know our iniquities. What sin do you have that you are just carrying and you just don't want to give it up? Today is the day of salvation. Give it over to the Lord. Give it over to his presence. Say, God, I give you this sin. I'm no longer walking into this in this sin any longer. Is it anger? Is it gluttony? Is it lust? What is it? What is the sin that you're so easily entangled with like a web? Transgressing and denying the Lord and turning away from our God, speak oppression and revolt, conceiving and uttering from the heart lying words. You know, this is one of the reasons right here is where we have the whole concept out of the heart flows the public square. If the public square is sick, it's because the heart is sick. Justice has turned back and righteousness stands far away, for truth has stumbled in the public square and uprightness cannot enter. Yes, truth is lacking, and he who turns aside from evil makes himself a prey. You are going to stand for righteousness today. Now, the Lord saw, and it was displeasing in his sight, that there was no justice. God loves justice. He loves it. He cares about it. And he saw that there was no man and was astonished that there was no one to intercede. Are you going to be an intercessor today? Are you interceding for your coworkers to come to know the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ? Are you interceding for that boss today to come and bow his or her knees before the cross of Christ Jesus? Are you interceding for that customer or that client that needs to know Jesus Christ? Are your prayers going up to the throne room of God and saying, God, I intercede because no one's seeking for justice? Then his own arm brought salvation to him. And his righteousness upheld him. He put on righteousness like a breastplate and a helmet of salvation on his head. And he put on the garments of vengeance for clothing and wrapped himself with the zeal as a mantle. According to their deeds, so he will repay wrath to his adversaries, recompense to his enemies. To the coastlands, he will make recompense, so they will fear the name of the Lord. Here's the outcome. We need to have a holy fear or reverence of God, so that they will fear the name of the Lord from the west and his glory from the rising of the sun. For he will come like a rushing stream, which the wind of the Lord drives. A redeemer will come to Zion, and to those who turn from transgressions in Jacob, declares the Lord. As for me, this is my covenant with them, says the Lord. My spirit which is upon you, and my word which I put in your mouth, shall not depart from your mouth, nor from the mouth of your offspring, nor from the mouth of your offspring's offspring, says the Lord, from now on and forever. What's our application today? Whatever the Holy Spirit convicts you of today, be a person of repentance. Confess that to God. Confess, most importantly, Jesus as Lord. And then recognize God's salvation in everything that you do. Today's going to be an awesome day in the public square. Today's going to be a magnificent day in your workplace, in the marketplace, wherever you might find yourself. Today is the day of salvation. So let's pray. Heavenly Father, I just thank you for this day. I pray a blessing upon our days, God. We confess Jesus Christ as Lord. We say he is the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, Almighty God. You have risen from the dead, conquered sin and death. Lord, we ask for justice to come. We ask for your peace to come upon Jerusalem. We ask that you would cause there to be peace around this world. God, move in us, through us, and for us. In Jesus' name, amen. Go out there and defend and advance biblical values in the public square. God bless.
You love our beautiful state, but does fighting for issues that most affect families ever feel like you're climbing alone? It can feel like an uphill climb in a hostile environment that champions causes detrimental to Washington families. Again and again, the summit feels out of reach, but you don't have to climb alone. With like-minded people fighting for Washington families by your side, the journey becomes not just possible, but powerful. The Defender app, brought to you by the Family Policy Institute of Washington, connects you with your team for the climb ahead. Connect with conservatives who care about issues affecting families in your specific county and across our state in order to make our voices be heard locally and in Olympia. Simply click Learn to stay informed about the latest news affecting families. With one click, press Huddle to team up with other conservative minds in your specific county who care about how these issues affect you and your unique community. Then simply press Activate to get involved and to make your voice heard on legislation that matters in Olympia. With the Washington Defender app, you won't face the fight alone. Together, we can make a difference for families in Washington. Download the Washington Defender app today, a simple way to let your voice be heard.